What Lord Caitanya did was to distribute love of Krishna, even though no one knows who is Krishna. How can you distribute the love of yourself to the people in general when no one knows who you are?
It's like we can use Yadu Roy's sister and her partner as an example. We're speaking of love, material and spiritual. So, if you didn't know anything about him at all, would it be possible for you to experience what is love of him? Huh? If you knew nothing about him. Huh? Yeah. If you were walking down the street and all of a sudden you see a stranger and you just, wow, and you feel love overcome you. Does it work like that? No, you may have some infatuation, of course, but that's another thing. But generally, in order for there to be a so-called loving relationship, you have to know something about that person. What's attractive about the person, the qualities, the activities, how the person looks. So how can you love someone you don't know anything about? You don't know what they look like, you don't know what they do, you don't know what their personal qualities are. Not possible. It's like if you say to others, well, this is my partner, and everyone assumes you know the person. But suppose you don't know anything about that person, and still there is love. That is the unique gift of Lord Chaitanya. No one knows what is God. Oh, sometimes there's a vague idea. God is the creator, the maintainer, or the destroyer. But in specifics, no one knows what is God. Still, Krishna comes as his own devotee, Lord Chaitanya, and as Lord Chaitanya, Krishna freely distributes love of himself to people who know nothing about him. That is the occupation of Lord Chaitanya, to distribute love of Krishna even amongst people who have no understanding what is Krishna. Only Krishna himself can freely distribute love of himself. And as Lord Chaitanya, he does that, giving the taste of love of Krishna to people who are not qualified or do not deserve to have anything to do with such an extraordinary experience. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is known as extremely merciful. I'm sure that most of you can understand how there's some glaring lack in a material life. If you think about it deeply, you know, many people don't like to think deeply. But if you do think about things deeply, you'll understand that. Why am I struggling so hard? What is the value of it all? Why is this struggle forced upon me? What am I trying to get? What am I pursuing? People are pursuing material happiness, although it's so flickering. Still, they have to pursue that, because what else is there to life? Sometimes people get frustrated. There's nothing real and good anywhere. That kind of statement is just born out of frustration. frustration in that life doesn't give you the steady loving condition you want. Some of that is a frustration actually born out of false hopes. This is the nature of materialistic life. False hopes. If you're smart, you'll analyze all the false hopes in your life. Generally, everyone thinks I'll live a long life and then I'll die in my sleep when I'm in my 80s very peacefully. There'll be no pain. Now the laws of nature are very strict. Why should we try to relieve our frustration in the wrong way? Why not make an actual solution to the love problem by learning to love someone who's actually qualified? As Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is the most qualified in love, because everything is his energy. And devotees of Krishna can also be effective lovers in the sense that they distribute love of Krishna. That's the best product for distribution. It's a very special occasion that you all are here on this day, Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. If you do nothing more in Krishna consciousness the rest of your life, still the credit you'll get by coming here on this special day, that'll remain with you. Even when you change bodies, you'll carry your spiritual credits into your next life. Coming here to hear about Lord Chaitanya means, as we said, hearing about the Supreme Love and how to taste it. You see, Lord Chaitanya not only taught what is love, but he also taught how to taste love, how to experience true love. That experience is the greatest need today. So, you are all intelligent men and ladies. You need to make a plan. How am I going to fulfill my loving desires? Then you'll start to be in touch with the actual dynamics of your life. Lord Chaitanya is freely distributing love of Krishna, even to the lowest of persons who have no idea how to behave. Still, Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya, allows everyone to taste Krishna consciousness. On this day, Gaur Purnima, we're very thankful to Sri Krishna Chaitanya for flooding the world with love of Krishna. The more that we put our hearts into devotional service, the more peaceful and full of knowledge we become. So for our full-time staff members, I would advise, always be ready to put your heart into devotional service, bhakti yoga, because in this way, your experience of Krishna will proceed very nicely. There is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and then that same Krishna comes as his own devotee to set the example for us. I'm sure you all have memories of trying to do something and then someone who knows what they're doing comes up behind you and takes your hand and shows you, you do it like this, you do it like that. Well, this is what Lord Chaitanya is doing. He's showing how to love Krishna. Even though people don't know who is Krishna, still Lord Chaitanya is allowing them to taste what is love of a person that they don't know. Can you do that? Can you taste love of a person that you don't know? You can't do that because you're not God. The nature of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is that He can freely distribute love of Himself, even though people don't know anything about Krishna. As we spoke this morning, when Lord Chaitanya appeared 5,000 years ago, his whole village went to the Ganges River because it was an eclipse. And as we explained this morning, eclipses are considered to be auspicious. So therefore all the people would go into the Ganges River. And there they would chant Hare Krishna. So as we spoke this morning, even before Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world, the chanting of Hare Krishna was preparing his entrance. Now you all have that same Hare Krishna mantra. I hope that you will take it very seriously, so you can get that distinct, special experience of how you're not the body and mind, and also get that experience of how it is possible to first taste what is real love, and then later you become more understanding of what's happening. Those who come here on this day have arranged the greatest fortune for your life. It will be recorded in Krishna's book. Yes, this person, that person, that came on Gaur Purnima. Who knows, maybe in a past life, some of us started out like that. Maybe I was like that in my past life. I just did a little something. People are at different places in their so-called spiritual evolution. In spite of persons being on different levels, everyone can come together and chant Hare Krishna and dance. That is Lord Chaitanya's program. And if we stick to that clear, direct program, then we're giving the greatest love. Naturally, if we try to love Krishna, we'll be motivated to understand Krishna more, to get more knowledge about Krishna. Then your life becomes very successful. So, any questions? How many of you would have thought, how many of you here would have thought some years ago that you would dedicate your life to love of God? Did you think your brother would? No one knows what is God, so how can there be love of God? This doesn't make any sense. Suppose some, say 5 years ago, he came to you and said, you know, I really know what I want to do now. Love of God. What would you have said? You probably said, God, don't you have anything better to do? Love of God? But the more we find out about Krishna, the more we understand. We can perceive that Krishna has unlimited ability to be glorified. And because Krishna has an unlimited ability, that means even those who do not know who is Krishna, still they can taste love of Krishna. That's the direct arrangement of Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself coming as his own devotee just to show us how to be devotees. So there, I think I've explained who is Lord Chaitanya as simply as we can for the sake of our guests tonight.
Is it banquet time yet?
Save a lot of time. Just so you can't do that every day. It's amazing how much time is spent eating and digesting food and getting rid of bodily waste. It takes a big portion of your day. If you just don't eat for a day, you see how much time you have. So much of your material life is spent, you know, taking in food, absorbing it, digesting it, and passing it out. It's a big portion of your life. Then if you add on the other bodily functions, you see, basically, you don't have much time in life. Sleeping takes at least, a third of the day. At least, for most people. Eating, so much time spent eating. You have to include not only the time when you're, but also the time and energy it takes to digest the food and pass it out. And then, of course, the average materialist is always in pursuit of using time for lusty affairs. So that takes time and energy also. And then you're always in anxiety about how to defend yourself, how to defend your hopes and aspirations. Where's the time left for any kind of spiritual inquiry? The simple fact of the matter is people have no time for that today. And they don't care. Everybody becomes stressed out and full of anxiety, and they waste the best years of their life in that way. And then you become old and useless and die, and where you're going you don't know. What intelligent person can live a life like this? Then you'll say, however, what's the alternative? The alternative that's given directly by Lord Chaitanya. Use your human form of life to revive your dormant love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught that love of God is the ultimate goal of life. Beyond all other goals. In other words, everything else is subordinate to the overarching goal of reviving your love of God, your love of Krishna. And to show how it's done, Krishna himself comes as his own devotee, Lord Chaitanya, just to show you it can be done. You can love Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna showing how a devotee loves Krishna.
today, let us think how we can add more Krishna consciousness to our life. And if we're really merciful and kind and compassionate, we can pray today how we can help others to regain their sanity and rescue their life from the clutches of illusion and degradation, aimlessness. What is the supreme aim in life? The supreme aim in life is the most attractive. It's easy to aim at that which is unlimitedly attractive. In other words, it's natural to be Krishna conscious. It's not artificial. It's natural to always think of Krishna and want to serve Krishna because Krishna is unlimitedly attractive. You've never met anyone like that in the material world who's unlimitedly attractive. Do you have any pictures of someone in the material world who's unlimitedly attractive? No. We were discussing, right? If I had time, I would like to gather pictures of old movie stars. So you can compare when they were young and how they were so famous for their bodies. And then they become old and no one cares for them anymore. I think it's possible we could do such a collection, or it's difficult to get such pictures.
Rogers. Face. In their pride. So speech. Practice. Pop stars.
And then when they become old and shriveled.
Yes. We've got to make it up.
There's a trick. They all do the same cards that they were taking about 10 years ago. Same pictures. Always recycled.
Any case, Lord Caitanya comes to distribute love of Krishna to persons who don't know anything about Krishna. We discussed that before. You get the taste first, and then you can decide what's most important in your life. Whether you want to go on foolishly in mad toil for existence, or whether you want to rearrange your life and taste something, the most rare thing that's not ruled by time, that is Krishna consciousness. I'm sure some of you think, what am I going to do the rest of my life? Say you're in your 20s, what are you going to do? Well, maybe I'll travel. And then I'll get a good job. I'll settle down. Yeah, I guess really I'll have a family. And what do you tell your family? What do you tell your kids? You don't know anything. So what information, what advice can you possibly give to your kids? This is the dense ignorance that is so commonly accepted these days. But into this darkness of ignorance, Lord Chaitanya is freely giving the highest spiritual jewel, love of Krishna, which is beyond metaphysical speculation, beyond good karma, beyond mystic yoga, beyond all those things is pure love of Krishna. We ask all of you on this very special day to think how you could actually make your life spiritually productive by coming closer in contact with the all-attractive, the unlimitedly attractive Lord Krishna. Alright. Another 5 minutes. Any questions? Yes.
I can't think of any right now.
Go on in. You came wanting to ask questions? It's question time. I thought you came in specifically to ask a question.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just going to get
Do you have any questions? You can't reach it in the material sense. In the material sense, when you reach a goal, then that's it. It's attained. There's no depth. But Krishna is unlimitedly deep. Therefore, you reach the goal, but there's unlimited more opportunity for expanding your love of Krishna. It's not like, okay, I've got Krishna, so that's it. No. Once you enter onto the spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness, there's unlimited room for newer and newer experience within love of Krishna. It's like so many men, they have the sport of just they get one woman, and then once they've deflowered her, then okay, there's no more fun, there's no more suspense. As some of you used to be like, that? No, they love it. It's a sport. And then once the bee, takes the pollen from the flower, then the bee moves on, because there's just no more, there's just no more mystery, there's nothing to attain. Of course, these days the ladies also, they do like that. They imitate. They think that the men were having so much fun, so the ladies should also be the same. Once there's the conquest and there's nothing else left. But Krishna consciousness is not like that. You can unlimitedly love Krishna because Krishna is unlimited. So you'll always feel that there's unlimited more of Krishna to be had. You've never been around that kind of person. You've had the feeling there's just unlimitedly more of you. Like each other, you can't say there's unlimited more of her to be had. No. Nor can you say of him, there's unlimitedly more of you every day. There's just unlimited more. It's not possible. It's not like that in this world. But with Krishna, you can say like that. Because Krishna is unlimitedly spiritual. Nothing material. As soon as there is material, then there's limitation. It's like this body, this mind. Limitation. How with something limited by time can there be unlimited love? Not possible. The only way you can taste substantial love in this world is if you use the temporary, use the limited to get the unlimited. In other words, if you use this temporary body and mind and temporary world to develop Krishna consciousness, then you're being for real, even within the material world. But obviously most people are not doing that. They're using their short human form of life to escape from reality. That's the problem. And then you try to find others to help you escape from reality. Have you ever talked to someone or called someone up and said, I just want to forget. Can you help me forget? Anyone ever done that? Make the world go away. I just want to forget. Real love means help me to remember Krishna. My problem is I've forgotten Krishna. That is real love. If someone helps you to remember Krishna, they're giving you the best love. Once again, on this special day of Lord Caitanya's appearance day, if we could honestly understand our motivations more than money or social position, this or that, what we really want is a satisfied heart. And a heart can only be satisfied when you're in contact with someone who has no limits. Krishna is the only person who has no limits. If you become in contact with Krishna, then there can be satisfaction. Otherwise, no. You cannot put unrealistic demands on people. You've got to do it for me. You've got to be it for me. It's unrealistic. Living entities are tiny and limited. But if a tiny relationship is used to understand Krishna, then even that tiny little relationship has value. Otherwise, if we turn off the light, then people are just groping in the darkness. You can just imagine, we turn out the light in this room, and then no one knows where to go. They can't see. But in the course of being in the darkness and stumbling around and bumping into people, they try to establish relationships. So they spend their whole life like that, in darkness, bumping around. Oh, is that you? No one can really see each other. They just bump around and try to do something in the darkness. No one thinks, why don't we turn on the light? No one thinks that. So let's just keep bumping around in the darkness. Krishna consciousness means that the most important thing is to turn the light on. No, no, no. Why are you asking us to turn on the light? You're not being practical. You don't know the real world. We're in the real world. In the darkness. So what if we can't see? It's not important. We're in the real world. We're being practical. Someone who's saying wants to turn on the light. Let me turn on the light, and then we'll establish a relationship. Then we'll talk about what can be done. As long as we're in the darkness, what's the use? We don't know who we are. We don't know who others are. We can't see ourselves. We can't see others. But when the Krishna sun rises in your life, then everything becomes illuminated. please take advantage of this day to make a monumental step forward in your spiritual life, in your Krishna consciousness. Don't settle for the humdrum and the hackneyed, the stale. Do something special with your life. That is our request. Become Krishna conscious. Revive your love of Krishna. Okay?